Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of the love of God in your life. I trust that you're taking hold of the Word of God as you're hearing these broadcasts day after day, and you are seeing yourselves established in the love of God. Remember, even if we speak with tongues of men and of angels and of not charity, we're become as sounding brass, as a tinkling cymbal. If you have the gift of prophecy, you understand all mysteries, and you can have faith to move all the mountains. If you don't have charity, you are nothing. You can give your goods to the poor, your body to be burned, but if you don't have charity or love, it profits you nothing. We don't want to go through life and have at the end of our days see that we have no love and that essentially everything we've done has profited us nothing. God wants you established in the love of God. That's the agape, God kind of love, the highest form of love. It means we realize and understand that every single person is valuable, precious, and of great worth. If that's so, you'll never do any injury or ill or anything that would be damaging or hurtful to any individual. It is a command of God, by the way. God has given us a command, a new commandment, one they didn't have before because they didn't have a spirit of love. They weren't born again. They couldn't walk in the agape, God kind of love. They were not operating in love whatsoever. They could only operate maybe in a filial friendship type of love or a storge, cherishing of one's kindred or family, a worldly type of affection for children or family, or eros, a sexual attractiveness, but they were not operating in the agape love, which realizes the valuableness, the preciousness, and the worth of an individual. God has commanded you to walk in love. Remember, God has already shown forth in His Word that you're to be rooted and grounded in it. You're to know the love of Christ. This is to be established in you. In fact, Paul prayed that for the church at Ephesus. He also prayed that their love would abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. He also prayed that they'd increase and abound in love. God wants you increasing and abounding, overflowing in love. Love must be the rule of the life that you live as a Christian. It's the rule of everything that you do. When you speak, when you're thinking, when you're acting, however you're dealing with situations, it always must be done in love. Praise God. Remember, we love our enemies. We don't just love those that love us. If we do that, we're just like the sinners out there. We are to love every single person. Love your enemies even. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that are going to hate you. And pray for those that despitefully use you or persecute you. Remember, love acts by giving out. It is sincere and unfeigned. It does edify and build up one another. It does not cause injury or hurt. It serves one another. It holds one another up. We always speak the truth in love, showing comfort and tenderness. And we have a pure heart, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned, with no respect for persons. And remember that love is a labor. When you're walking in love, you are long-suffering. You are kind, looking for ways of being constructive. You're not full of envy or jealousy. You're not boastful or braggart. You're not inflated with pride or puffed up. You aren't rude or unmannerly or improper in your speech or conduct. You don't seek your own and insist on your own ways, your own rights. You're not easily provoked. You're not even moved by when people speak negative to you. You're not going to think on any negative things. You're going to think no evil. You're not going to rejoice in iniquity. You're going to rejoice when the Word of God and truth prevail in someone's life. You're going to bear all things or cover over with silence the things that would be negative in a person's life. You're going to believe the best of every person. You're going to hope all things, endure all things, and remember, love never fails. Remember the fact that you've got to walk in love. It's unconditional, uncompromising, and without reservation. Now, we've talked about how to develop the love in your life. The love of God is developed by making a quality decision to receive God's command to love. It's also by making the decision, I'm going to walk in love. You've got to receive the command, and you've got to make a decision to walk in it. You're going to have faith in God's love, and you're going to love yourself. See yourself as valuable and precious in every other person. Get the Word in you, so that the Word will produce the fruit of love in you. Daily confess what the Word says, that you're walking in line with it, and act as the love of God. Do not talk about people negatively and turn your ears off to all bad reports. Keep yourself in the love of God by doing the Word and praying in the Spirit, and know that the result will be perfected love. God will perfect the love in your life. Now, we talked about in the last broadcast about living by love. How do we live by love? If we live by love, we're going to keep His commandments, and we're going to continue in it. We don't just do it for a while. We're going to continue in it all the days of our life. We're going to excel and even abound in it, in love. Remember, the sincerity of your love will be proved, the Bible says. It's going to be proved whether you really have sincere love or not. That's why you got to excel and abound in it and major in that in your life and continue in love. Remember that we preach Christ out of love. We've always esteemed those over us in love for their work's sake. We follow after love at all times. And remember, God does not forget your labor of love whatsoever. 1 Peter 4:8 says we're to have fervent love one for another. This fervency is being stretched out, reaching out with everything that we have. Otherwise, we're going to go the second mile to minister to people. And remember, we're to provoke one another to love and to good works and love the brotherhood. We're going to pick up here in 1 John 2, verse 15. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, it is of the world. And remember, the world passeth away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Remember, love means a valuableness or a preciousness or a worth. And this word where it says, love not the world, is the word agape. Don't have a attitude towards the world that it is valuable or that it's precious or it has worth. No, the things of this world are all passing away. Remember, the god of this world is the devil. Get your eyes off the world. If you have the love of the world or the value in the world, the love or the value of the Father is not in you. Everything that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it is not of the Father. It's of the world, which means it's of the devil, who's the god of this world. And remember that the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God, that's the one that's going to abide forever. So you need to walk in line with God's Word and love not the world or the things in the world. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You are an ambassador for Christ, and you are to bring forth fruit and be a vessel for Him to flow through you to minister to others in this world. 2 John 1, verse 5 and 6, the Bible says He wrote a new commandment to us, that we would love one another. And it says we're to walk after His commandment. That is the love of God. If we have the true love of God, we're going to walk after the commandments of God. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, let all things be done with charity. Let all your things, everything that you do in life, be done with love. It must be accompanied with love. Remember, your faith doesn't even work unless you're operating by love. In Revelation 2:4, the Bible says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. He was writing to the church there, and he said that they had left their first love. That means that if they left their first love, it had been replaced with a second love. And what was that? Something else. That means it's idolatry. Don't leave your first love. Who's your first love? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Serving God, walking in His ways, walking in line with His Word, everything that's of God. That must be your first love. Don't let anything replace Jesus Christ as the love of your life. Plan your life around Him. Don't try to fit Him into your schedule. Don't try to fit Him into the things that you're doing. You're not to direct your life. You're to put God first place and lead you and guide you. You know, if you'll do these things, then God's blessings and His rewards will come upon you, because there are great blessings and rewards that come if we will live by the love of God. The Bible talks about that. Over in John chapter 14, verse 21 to 23, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. I'll tell you, God will come on the scene and manifest Himself to you. In verse 23, it says, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we, that's the Father and Jesus, will come unto him and make our abode with him. When you walk in love, God the Father and the Lord Jesus are going to manifest themselves. They're going to come and manifest themselves to you, and you better believe that when they manifest themselves, the glory of God's going to be manifest. They're going to bless you and reward you with the promises of God in your life. Hallelujah. Remember, the ones that don't love Him are the ones that don't keep His sayings. So be sure that you are keeping the Word of God. That shows that you are living by love. And then you'll be blessed and receive the rewards as you walk in line with the love of God. Over in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose." Those that love God, those that walk in line with His Word, then things are going to work together for your good. Now it says all things work together. What has it been talking about? If you look at Romans 8, verse 26, 27, and 28 together, they all go together. In fact, verse 28 begins with an "and," so does verse 27. Verse 26, 27, and 28 are talking about the things that you've been praying for in intercession. It says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what to pray for as we ought. But what does the Spirit do? He makes intercession for us." And He makes intercession according to the will of God. And all these things that we've been praying about, making intercession about, are working for good to those that love God. Remember that when you're praying and you are loving God, then all things that you've been praying for are going to work together for your good. God's going to minister. The power of God and the blessings of God are going to come on you and overtake you. Praise God. Another thing, over in 1 Corinthians 2:9, the Bible says, "Eyes not seen, nor ear heard, neither is entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Notice that phrase again, "for them that love Him." For those that love Him, God is going to reveal these things to you. That's what it says in verse 10, "God's revealed them unto us by His Spirit." The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God, and He's going to reveal the ways of God. Otherwise, as you live by love, then the blessing and the reward will, everything that God has for you, He's going to start revealing that to you. And He truly has prepared great things for us, for those that walk in love. One other scripture, 1 Corinthians 8:3, "If any man love God, the same is known of him." When you live by love and walk in love, you will be known by God. And boy, His blessings and rewards will come upon you when God takes notice of you. Do the Word, live by love, and watch His blessings come upon you. We'll see you in the next broadcast. God bless you.